Art AIDS America is a nationally traveling exhibit about how AIDS and the HIV virus affected the arts community in the 80s and 90s and today. It started off at the Tacoma Museum of Art in Washington, and it moved on to Atlanta, where the only southern state that got it. This show had been up at the Zuckerman Museum of Art for several months before there was any type of controversy. I was talking with the curators, and they thought that they were in the home stretch here. They thought that, wow, everybody responded really, really great to this exhibition. And then what happened in the final week is the Marietta Daily Journal did sort of a provincial criticism, if you will, of the show, where one of their reviewers went in, and instead of actually engaging with the work and looking at the work and learning from the work, it was like a willful ignorance towards each of these pieces of artwork. And they published this criticism, which resulted in a letter to the editor and eventually three Cobb County lawmakers jumping on this outrage machine about this show, calling it, disgusting, trash, sewage, including threatening to pull funding from KSU over such shows like this. The most embarrassing part of this is one of the lawmakers, the one who was threatened to pull funding, didn't actually see the show. They just saw photos of it and said that was enough.
And they only saw six, which I thought was interesting because there's more than 100 pieces by lots of really prestigious artists, including, of course, Robert Mapplethorpe, whom a lot of people know. There's also Felix Gonzalez Torres, who's very well known. And there's some great local artists, Robert Schur, who works at KSU, who's also a prolific artist. And so in your perspective as someone that's involved with the art world and an art critic, could you describe the body of work that appears in Art AIDS America?
You know, if you go to Art AIDS America with a willingness to learn about the art, and there are tags on the walls that explain the art, and there are people in the gallery who can talk to you about the art. Every piece in that show is so moving and has something to say. Even if perhaps it's not your typical painting on a wall, there was one, I think it was called Icarian. It was a leather workout bench. So they had gone to Muscle Sisters in the Castro in San Francisco, and they bought this old workout bench. And they took the leather apart, and it almost looked like a Shroud of Turin. You realize that thousands of people who died of AIDS worked out, touched this bench, touched this leather, and there was the impression of a ghostly figure in there, just like you could see all these men who had been affected by the virus. There was another one by Sue Coe that was a really incredible one. It was a simple print, but it was a print of a doctor massaging a patient with Kaposi sarcoma. And if you just sit and you think about that, back in the 80s, nobody wanted to touch anybody who had HIV/AIDS. And seeing a print that shows a moment like that was very moving to me. You know, that piece itself actually moved me to tears. And one of the centerpieces of the entire show was the Keith Haring altarpiece. There's only eight of them in the country. One of them's at Grace Cathedral in San Francisco. This was Keith Haring's last piece of art. The Keith Haring altarpiece is something that shows that religion and HIV-positive people can all be together and accept each other. And it was absolutely beautiful piece, just like so many of the works in this show.
And going back to those six images that this was Republican State Representative Earl Earhart. These are the images that he saw from the exhibit. One was a painting of Bozo the Clown engaging in sexual activity with a skeleton. And the other is the neon silence equals death triangle over conservative lawmakers and leaders, sort of commenting on the inaction of the right in the face of the AIDS crisis in the 80s. So it seems that the pieces he did see would have been the most politically polarizing images in the exhibit.
Well, you know, I think that piece actually spoke the truth. A large section of Art AIDS America is really about the political response to it from artists. And if you're going to have artists responding politically about HIV/AIDS, it's going to be about the Republican non-response in the 1980s. That piece that you talk about itself is from ACT UP. And there are quotes at the bottom of it from Reagan, from Jesse Helms, from Buckley. And, you know, it's talking about how AIDS is God's revenge on gay people. They deserve this. They are dirty. And, you know, sadly, I don't think that that sentiment has gone from these type of lawmakers in our nation.
In the piece that you wrote for Burn Away, you also address some misconceptions about how HIV spreads. Could you talk a little bit about that?
So one of the controversial pieces in this show is a blood drawing by Robert Scherer, who is a professor at Kennesaw State University. And he's actually the reason why this show came to Kennesaw State University's Zuckerman Museum of Art. He mixes HIV-positive and HIV-negative blood together and paints with it or draws with it. In this particular piece, which is called Sweet Williams, he has the blood of an HIV-negative man and the blood of an HIV-positive married white woman mixed together. The controversy over this piece was Representative Earhart said, well, this is a dangerous piece. This is like painting with Ebola. Like, you know, people could get infected from this piece. Never mind the fact that HIV does not survive very long outside the body. Never mind the fact that this piece is many years old. Never mind the fact that this piece is behind glass. Literally, this piece could not infect anybody anyway. We in Atlanta, the metro area of Atlanta, not just the city of Atlanta, but the entire metro area, are facing a crisis of new HIV infection, and we're also facing a crisis of AIDS. We have the ability to stop both of these. However, our lawmakers are not putting forth the effort to do that. And to see a lawmaker like Earhart come in and fearmonger and hatemonger towards HIV-positive people is absolutely reprehensible.
Well, I think it's interesting that this isn't the first sort of controversy that's come up because of ArtAids America. When I interviewed the two original curators at Tacoma, that's Jonathan Katz and Rock Hushka, they kind of said that there's a stigma even in the art world of showing an exhibit that's exclusively dedicated to HIV and AIDS. But there in Tacoma, there was actually a protest because of the lack of inclusion in the exhibit, the inclusion of people of color, particularly African Americans, who are the hardest hit people in the United States with HIV and AIDS. For example, in Georgia alone, 65% of adults living with HIV are Black. I think it's interesting that there is this controversy here now in Atlanta, but the controversy is over Republican lawmakers saying that this art is gratuitous, it belongs in the trash, et cetera, things like that. What do you think that means about HIV and AIDS in the South or in Atlanta specifically?
To me, this says that our lawmakers are willing to further disenfranchise the most marginalized people in our community, people with HIV, people of color, low-income people. Our lawmakers are willing to look past the problems that these people have that are very real if it means that our lawmakers can get a vote.
And so the AJC reported that KSU's president Dan Papp is going to speak with the representatives, but do you think this will actually come of anything?
Honestly, I don't think this is going to come of anything. I think this is political posturing. These representatives waited until right before the show was going to close so that they would not have to go to the mat and try and take down this show. They waited until the last minute so their constituents wouldn't have the chance to go and see it. They waited until the last minute to where the media would probably not report on the story as much as if they had made a stink about this halfway through the run of the show. I think that this was sort of a sucker punch to KSU. If they were to try and pull funding from KSU, believe me, I think that the arts community here will step up and defend the Zuckerman and KSU. Art is doing its job. The art is causing a strong response. The art, the artists, the curators, the Zuckerman Museum of Art, all of these people are doing precisely what art has done for generations, which is make people think, make people uncomfortable, make people re-examine the world that they live in. If art is just something that is sitting up on the wall that looks pretty and does not challenge you, that's not art. That's just a nice, pretty picture.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for coming in and talking about your piece in Burnaway.
Thank you so much.